Good evening. So for a closing scripture, I'd like to turn to page 82 in Book of Mormon. I do ask for an interest in your prayers tonight. I know when our brother David asked me to preach, I had some of these things come on my mind, and then I know brother Kevin used his first one last Sunday, but I thought, well, I'm going to go ahead and use it anyway. But I do pray for your help. A lot of times I get things in my mind and I write them down and then I forget what I'm doing, so I do need your prayers. I'm getting there. I know it's saved too. It's 4th Nephi. Sorry. It's 82, 4th Nephi, and I'm going to read the 13th verse and 17th through the 20th. And this is just after the Lord was here on this land. And I've always kind of liked this scripture. It's a short scripture, but 13th verse. And they did not walk any more after the performances and the ordinances of the law of Moses, but they did walk after the commandments which they had received from their Lord and their God, continuing in fasting and prayer and in meeting together off both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. And I know that is our desire, be walking after the commandments of our Heavenly Father, following the commandments and the scriptures that he's given to us for this time that we are in. And going in the lower part of that verse. But they did walk after the commandments they had received from their Lord and their God, continuing in fasting and prayer and in meeting together oft. And we have that opportunity to meet often if we take that opportunity. We need to take the opportunity to meet together often, both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. And know we have this opportunity of praying on Wednesday nights, sacrament services. And I know we have it every night in our homes, or if we meet together with somebody, we have that opportunity to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. And we know that we have that opportunity, that one of the brothers may bring that which the Lord would give him. Again, we have that opportunity of hearing that. And I know that is our desire, to be doing that. And I know that he has given these to us to help us in this time we live in, to strengthen us, to draw us closer to each other. Going to the 17th verse. And it came to pass that there was no contention in the land because of the love of God, which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And I know that we have felt that love from our Heavenly Father, love from each other. And I know we need that, and especially in this time that we're living in. I'd like me just read it. This one scripture on, I think it's Matthew 22nd chapter. I believe, anyway. And this is the Lord speaking, and he's telling us what the great commandment is. And that is that love. And it's Matthew 22, 36th verse. Master, and this is a lawyer, I think, here. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And I know that we have that love, love for our Heavenly Father, that love for those around us in the world today, that love for each other. And I know that we need that love, again, in the world we're living in today. In 18th verse, and there were no envies, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms. Going back to, 4th Nephi, 17th verse. And it came to pass, and there was no envies, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lions, nor murders, nor any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there cannot be a happier people among all the people who had been created by the hand of God. And I know that's where the Lord wants us. He wants us to be that happy people before him, to be a joyful people before him. And I'm going to go back in the Book of Mormon on page 215 and read a scripture. Mosiah, first chapter. And this is just a scripture that I tend to read a lot when I finish a sermon, but I thought I'd read it here today. Chapter 1, verse 88. And moreover, I would desire that you should consider on the blessed and the happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. And I believe that's who we are, in that blessed and happy state when we are. Because I know I can look at myself, and I know I've done something that isn't right, I'm not in that state. I know this is where we want to be. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And I believe that we have been blessed by the Lord. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. And I know that's where each one of us want to be. What we're looking forward to is that time that we will be with our Heavenly Father. And I know that is each one's desire. Oh, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God has spoken. Going back to 4th Nephi, the 20th verse. There were no robbers, no murderers, neither were there Lamanites, nor any manner of ites, but they were in one, the children of Christ, and heirs to the kingdom of God. And I know, again, that's where the Lord wants us, is to be one before him. One in our love, our desire to serve him, in our faith. I'm going to read just a short scripture and Philippians, I believe it is, second chapter. I guess I should have marked something. Philippians 2, 1 through 3. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, of any bowels and mercies, Fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. And I know that we want to be that one before the Lord. And that love, the desire to serve him, follow his commandments, doing the things that were pleasing in his sight. I'm going to read just back and forth. Nephi. I'm going to read the 17th verse again. And it came to pass that there was no contention in the land because of the love of God which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And I know that we have felt again that love. I believe we need that love for one another again, and the love for the Lord and those around us. Praying that the Lord's Spirit would work in us, would lead us and direct us and guide us to draw us closer to each other and to him. And I know that is our desire. Okay, I'd like to go over into 3 Nephi, the 8th chapter. And I know this is more instruction for us. And I know when I look at myself, I need all the instruction I can get, or all the help I can get. 3 Nephi, 8th chapter. And this is the Lord speaking here. Behold, now it came to pass that when Jesus had spoken these words, he looked around about again on the multitude, and he said unto them, behold, my time is at hand. I perceive that ye are weak, that ye cannot understand all the words which I am commanded of the Father to speak unto you at this time. Therefore, go into your homes and ponder upon the things which I have said, and ask the Father in my name, that ye may understand and prepare your minds for tomorrow. And I come unto you again. And I know that is instruction for us, that when we come, that when we ponder the things that a brother may bring forth unto us, the Lord may bring unto us, that we may study that, which they have. I know a lot of times I'll write it down, but do I always go home and look at it? Do I go home and pray about what was given? And it tells us here to ask the Father in my name that ye may understand. And we can do that if there's something, and I know I have to do that. If there's something I'm not understanding, ask the Father. And he will help us. And prepare your minds for tomorrow. And I think that's something for each one of us, is to prepare ourselves. We know this time has been given to us as a time to prepare ourselves. I think we need to, a lot of times, prepare ourselves before we come here. Make it a matter of prayer to pray for whoever may be preaching up here. Pray for ourselves, again, as I said earlier, that we may learn, understand what is being given, and have it draw us closer to each other. And the same if we're coming to a prayer service. Prepare ourselves beforehand, make it a matter of prayer, that the Lord will be with us at this service. To lead us and direct us, that we may do his will there. And I believe also in the sacrament service. Make it a matter of prayer before we come, that we will receive from the Lord that which he has for us, and that the Lord will be with us. I know it's what we are in need of, and I know that I'm greatly in need of that at times. But I know if we do this, that the Lord will be with us. We know he hears our prayers. He will answer our prayers if our faith and our trust is in him. And in the fourth verse, but now I go unto the Father, and also to show myself unto the lost tribes of Israel, for they are not lost unto the Father, for he knows whither he has taken them. And I always like, again, I like this verse. When the Lord knows where the lost tribes of Israel are, I look at it that he knows also where each one of us are, where each one of our brothers or sisters may be, and those that may be not with us. That something may have happened discouraging or upsetting or something, that they're not with us, or they just haven't been coming. But I know that the Lord knows each one of them. And I've always had a thought when I think of that is, we need to make it a matter of prayer that the Lord would touch their hearts. And I know, I think I keep receiving that, because I know when I was overseas, when I was younger, I wasn't going to church. Most time in where we were at, when I was growing up, we didn't have church. Towards the end, we did. But when I was in the service, and a lot of the times that when I got out of high school, I wasn't going to church like I should. And when I was overseas, the Lord let me know. And I honestly don't remember if it was a dream or if it was just impressed upon me. But I knew it came from him. And he told me that I needed to be going to church. I needed to be reading the scriptures. And I did start. I went to the church they would have on the base over there, overseas. And I continued when I got home. And I'm just thankful that the Lord did that for me and that I listened. Sometimes I don't tend to listen, but I did listen to him, and I'm thankful for that. I would pray that, you know, that we would pray for to the Lord that he would touch those hearts of those that are not with us. And also pray for them that they would listen when the Lord does touch their hearts. That they will listen to that from the Lord. And I know that the Lord can do this. And I know that we can do this. On to the fifth verse. And it came to pass that when Jesus had spoken, he cast his eyes round about again on the multitude, and behold, they were in tears, and did look steadfastly upon him as if they would ask him to tarry a little longer with him. And I can imagine what we would feel like if the Lord is with us like that. I know we feel his spirit and his love. And he said unto them, behold, my bowels are filled with compassion towards you. Have ye any that are sick among you? Bring them hither. Have you any that are lame or blind or halt or maimed or leprous or have or that are withered or that are deaf or that are afflicted in any manner? Bring them hither, and I will heal them. For I have compassion upon you. My bowels are filled with mercy, for I perceive that ye should desire that I should show unto you what I have done unto your brethren at Jerusalem. For I see that your faith is sufficient that I may heal you. And we know that we need that strength, that faith, and trust in the Lord. And he will be with us. He will heal us. And I know that we have felt those healings from the Lord. Ninth verse. And it came to pass that when he had thus spoken, all the multitude with one accord did go forth with their sick and afflicted and their lame and their blind and with their dumb and with all they who were afflicted in any manner. And he did heal them, every one, as they were brought forth. What a blessing that must have been to them. And they did all, both they who had been healed and they who were whole, bowed down at his feet and to worship him. And as many as could come for the multitude did kiss his feet, insomuch that they did bathe his feet with their tears. And we know that when we receive these blessings from the Lord, that we do need to go to him and thank the Lord for these blessings. And when a brother or sister receives that blessing, we need to go to the Lord and thank him for that. And it came to pass that he commanded that their little children should be brought. So he brought the little children, sat them down upon the ground round about him. And Jesus stood in the midst, and the multitude gave way till they had all been brought unto him. And when they had come, and it came to pass that when they had all been brought, and Jesus stood in the midst, he commanded the multitude that they should kneel down upon the ground. And it came to pass that when they had knelt upon the ground, Jesus groaned within himself, and saith, Father, I am troubled because of the wickedness of the people of the house of Israel. And I look at that verse, and I think if the Lord was troubled with the people of the house of Israel, what he must think when he looks around at the things that are going on around us in the world today. We see so many things. I just a lot of times myself wonder if he was, as it says here, he groaned within himself what he must think in this time that we're living in. And when he had said these words, he himself also knelt upon the earth. And behold, he prayed unto the Father, and the things which he prayed cannot be written. And the multitude did bear record of it. Bear record who heard him. And after this manner do they bear record. The eye has never seen, neither has the ear heard before so great and marvelous things as we saw and heard Jesus speak unto the Father. And no tongue can speak, neither can there be written by any man. Neither can the hearts of men conceive so great and marvelous things as we both saw and heard Jesus speak. And no one can conceive of the joy which filled our souls when we heard him pray unto the Father. When he heard him pray for us unto the Father. And I believe that's the same joy that we should have. I know as we go to the Lord in prayer, that he goes to the Father for us. And it came to pass that when Jesus had made an end of praying unto the Father, he arose. But so great was the joy of the multitude, they were overcome. And it came to pass that Jesus spake unto them and made them arise. And they rose from the earth. And he said unto them, Blessed are ye because of your faith. And now behold, my joy is full. And I know that's where we want to be before the Lord. That when he looks upon us, or when he comes, that he can look and that our faith would be that strong. That it would be, and now behold, my joy is full because of your faith. That we have that steadfast faith in our Heavenly Father. I'd like to go a little farther in this chapter and just read a few verses on page 655. It's verse 46. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me that I should give unto you. And I know that is our desire. We want to be following the commandments our Heavenly Father has given unto us. And we know he's given them to us because we're in need of them. He knew what we'd be faced with, come in contact with, what we would be in need of. Yet it comes back to us that we are following them. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And it says here, you must pray always, lest you be tempted by the devil. And we know that Satan is at work in the world today. We know it is his desire to draw us away from the Lord. But again, we know it is our desire to be doing the Lord's will. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church, among my people, who do repent and are baptized in my name. And again, I know that is our desire. And he has given us that opportunity of coming to him and praying, as it says here, in my church, among my people, who do repent and are baptized in my name. And I know that we want to be his children. Behold, I am the light. I have set an example for you. And we know that the Lord has set the example for us. You follow the commandments of the Lord, of our Heavenly Father. I'll just read a short scripture. I can find it. On that. 673, 3rd Nephi, 12th chapter. Just read two verses. And this is the Lord speaking here again. Verse 25, Behold, I have given unto you my gospel. And this is the gospel which I have given unto you, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And my Father sent me that I might be lifted up upon the cross, and after I have been lifted up upon the cross, I might draw all men unto me. We know again that the Lord has set the example for us. He followed the commandments. Our Heavenly Father. He did the will of our Heavenly Father. And I know that's where we want to be before the Lord. like to go over into Colossians. And then first chapter. Colossians, first chapter, first verse. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother. He lets us know right there that Paul, an apostle by Jesus Christ, that Christ has called his ministry. I know it's something that I know looking at myself, I can't do on my own. To the saints and the faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, I believe that is our desire, to be those saints and faithful brethren before the Lord, and for the Lord, and for each other. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. And again, I know we have that opportunity to pray for one another as Paul was praying for the people there, and we have an opportunity to pray for each other. And I look at my life, I've had many things happen, and I know that I have been blessed by the Lord, and I've been blessed by the prayers of brothers and sisters. And I know that they're important to us, those prayers. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which ye have to all the saints. Again, I know we have felt, as I said, that love from our Heavenly Father. We have felt the love from brothers and sisters here. And I feel so blessed, and I know we are blessed, that we have that love of our Heavenly Father, that love of each other, and the prayers of each other. And I just remember something that happened years ago. I know as you go to different locals, you feel that same love. I know shortly after we moved here, I really didn't know a lot of people, and I can't remember if it was a reunion at the East Local or something in the basement. And I was walking through, and a brother come up to me I didn't know and asked me my name. They said it. This was after I got hurt one of the times. Asked me what my name was, and I told him. He said, "We've been praying for you." To me, that's just something that strengthens you at the time, kind of raises you up. And it was Brother Orrin Cavanaugh, which I got to know, and I believe he might have been at Collins at that time, I'm not sure. But going to the fifth verse. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the gospel, the word of the truth of the gospel. And we know that our hope, our love is in the Lord, to be with him one day. And I know we have felt his presence, and we continue with that hope. This is where we want to be. Going to the ninth verse. For this cause also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And I know this is something that I pray for unto the Lord, that I may have this spiritual understanding as I read his scriptures, that spiritual understanding of the things that are happening around us in the world today, and that spiritual understanding of what he would have me to do. And I know, again, as we go to the Lord and ask him these, if we do that with that faith and trust in him, he will answer us. Twelfth verse, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And I know it is our desire to give all thanks unto our Heavenly Father for the blessings, for the love, for that which he has given to us. Meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And we know that light, as I told us earlier, that light is Christ. And we want to be with him in his kingdom. On to the 14th verse. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. I'm just going to go over and read a short verse we all know. John 3:16, but I'm just wanting to read it. Start with the 14th verse. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of God, Son of Man, be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Again, where we want to be. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. He didn't send the Lord here to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And we know that's why he came, to save his creation. Going back to, Colossians, first chapter. Fifteenth verse. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. I'm talking about the Lord. And he is before all, before all things. And by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the head of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of the cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him. I say, whether they be things on earth, in earth, or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated enemies in your mind by wicked words, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. And I know the next verse is where we again want to be. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled. I know that is where we want to be. Steadfast faith before the Lord, grounded and settled. And be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, which was preached to every creature, which is under heaven. Whereof I, Paul, and made a minister. And again, we want to stay with that steadfast faith before the Lord. That faith and our trust in him. I pray that I may have brought a few scriptures that would be of help to us today in the time that we are living in. I know it is our desire to serve the Lord, serve each other, pray for one another, help those around us. I'd like to close in reading a few scriptures. First one be on page 220, the Book of Mormon. This is Mosiah, second chapter. Starting with the 13th verse. Again, instruction for us. Believe in God. Believe that he is and that he created all things, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that he has all wisdom and all power, both in heaven and earth. Believe that man does not comprehend all things which the Lord can comprehend. And again, believe that you must repent of your sins and forsake them, and humble yourselves before God. And ask in sincerity of heart that he would forgive you. And now, if you believe all these things, see that you do them. Also, page 225, I want to read just one verse here, I think, and it's Mosiah, 3rd chapter, 21st verse. Therefore I will that ye should be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in good works, that Christ the Lord omnipotent may seal you his, that you may be brought to heaven, that ye may have everlasting salvation and eternal life through the wisdom and power and justice and mercy of him who created all things and in heaven and earth, who is God above all. And I get, no, that's where we want to be, having that steadfast faith, trust, love in the Lord. I was going to read. My knee's giving out. Read a song in closing. It's It's 378. Be sure to hit one you got here. This is the model we would obey. We will love. We will all love one another. Happy we sing and are glad all the day when we can serve one another. Thus will we labor, thus will we play, trying to help one another, driving the sorrows of others away, bringing sweet peace to each other. Let us, like Jesus, be thoughtful and kind, striving to please one another. Here as in heaven, we will be of one mind, everyone loving the other. Loving each other, how pleasant to cherish a brother. Serving each other, the Savior looks on us with joy. Thank you.